Saturday, January 23rd. President got going under a pretty good head of steam this morning with a long meeting with Reagan at the governor's request, mainly so Reagan could assure him that he would be heading a Nixon delegation to the convention and would not in any way allow himself to become a candidate. They also discussed welfare and the whole range of State of Union items. This was followed by a meeting of the Big Five bipartisan leaders, which we called at 11:30 last night at the suggestion of some of the staff who felt that it would be ideally suitable to follow up the State of the Union with an immediate meeting with the congressional leaders. They all came, and apparently it went very well. It lasted considerably longer than was scheduled. So Arthur Burns got short shrift, but you know, that was probably worthwhile. The president then left for Atlanta to pay his tribute to Russell, returning late in the afternoon. He called me at about 5:45 and was very pleased with the way Atlanta had gone. Got good live television coverage, had a good talk with the Russell family, spoke on television for a few minutes. Thought it had come off very well. He has a strong feeling now that we should ride hard on the new American Revolution as the theme from the speech, and thinks we can get a lot of mileage out of that. He did feel that we had to expand our follow-up activity and get Johnny Burns in Monday alone, and then a session with Burns and Mills right afterwards. The leaders told him it was imperative he got them sold, or at least agreeing not to tear the thing apart before they have hearings. They're both adamantly opposed to revenue sharing, and have said so, so it's going to have tough sledding in Ways and Means. End of January 23rd.